This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Screaming, lock her up when Donald Trump is at a podium. That happened. That's real. And in terms of Nancy Pelosi and DACA, look, the public by 2-1 are in favor of making DACA a law. Donald Trump says he is. Paul Ryan says he is. It'll probably happen. 30 students apparently went there and were furious. I asked a Dreamer colleague of mine why. Because Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer seem to be arguing for making it a law, which they want. And he said, look, they're furious and scared about being sent back to a country they've never been in. And at the same time,
they're unreasonable and entitled. They're not even U.S. citizens, and they're demanding of the highest-ranking Democrat in the House. They're screaming at her. It's like, you're not even entitled to vote. Like, what are you doing? You don't see that at all?
Wait a second. Entitled. They're allowed to speak. So they are engaged in a form of protest that you and I might not engage in. Of course, we've never been threatened with being kicked out of the country. Their argument, tactically, I don't buy it, is they don't want to be bargaining chips, that Pelosi and Schumer should demand a clean dream bill and not say, okay, we'll spend more on the wall. That's tactical.
Does it bother you the attitude? Look, I'm pro-immigrant, but it just seems a little weird if you come to this country illegally and partake of all the fruits of it and get all the benefits, the federal and state benefits as they have, and then someone says, we're going to help keep you here. You'd be grateful. You'd say, thank you, America. I never hear that. Why is that? And shouldn't we be hearing that?
So America, based on the GOP, a majority of the GOP base, wants to kick them out. So when you say they came here illegally, of course, you and I know, maybe your audience does, they came here as infants. Of course, they didn't have a choice, which is what makes them sympathetic. Tucker, you may want there to be chaos on the left. I have to tell you, the numbers don't bear that out. Donald Trump is still at the lowest level of any president of this. There's a 10-point gap.
Well, you know, I don't understand what Green is saying here. I mean, he's all over the place, and this is one of those ADD moments.
Change the topic. Quick.
Yeah, it's like
it's not going the way I want.
We'll just deflect and move on to another angle here. Stay on point. You know, the point is that I can appreciate the dreamers, some of them, that were there in Nancy Pelosi's face, and I think that's being, overly played, because it looks good, but you're talking a small percentage. And maybe in that mix, certainly activists there that are just, this is their moment, go after, the leader, the minority leader of the Democratic House of Representatives and, challenging her. Well, what do they want to do? I mean, if you're going to solve the problem, you got to go across party lines. You got to go across the aisle. You got to talk. And, it's not like she's talking to just anybody. We're talking the President of the United States, who, last time I checked, has a lot of influence, regardless of what Mark Green wants to say about, President Trump's ratings. I mean, I don't buy into those a whole lot, because these are the same people that measured his ratings when he was running for president. They weren't very effective then. So I don't put a whole lot into that. And also, as far as Trump is concerned and leading the country as any good leader would do, it's not about polls. The polls give you a snapshot, tells you what is, and, he can look at it. I think it's rather dynamic and prejudiced. So it's got to be really difficult for him if he's going to look at that and say, okay, how am I doing? You know, he doesn't ask every day about the poll numbers like President Obama did. He's not running the country based on polls. He's running the country based on a vision, based on what he sold to the American public during the campaign. That is for a smaller government, to get America back to work again, to get America great again. That's what this is all about. It's not about these other things that the mainstream media would want us to believe, and the way they try to deflect and take us off point here. So thank God that we have a president who's looking out for Main Street America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Great story coming up next. Stay with us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. A plethora of information to bless you and to make things a little bit better. Oh, by the way, I've been meaning to mention this, that I do have some extra copies of John Piper's new devotional book. This is kind of a little bit of a compilation, some new stuff, some previous meditations that John Piper has written about. And so this brings it all together, 120 daily meditations. The Satisfied Soul is a title, showing the supremacy of God in all of life. A terrific book, highly recommended. I have some extra copies. Multnomah was nice enough to send me some that I can give away. And so the best way we know how to do it is just have you send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you would like a copy. And Friday we're going to, you know, choose the recipients and send the book out. So get that off to me right away. A great devotional. As I mentioned before, it's one of those really quick reads that sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the day and you're just unsettled. You're not really feeling the peace of God, but you need that God moment in your life. And this gives you time to have a God moment. It's a quick read, a devotional that will, you know, center your mind and center your spirit on the things, on the eternal things, the things that are most important, that will cause you to, you know, it just turn away from the things of the world for just a moment. A great repose, I would say, the Satisfied Soul. So let me know if you're interested. Drop me an email. It's just that simple. As I mentioned to you before, we got a great story to share with you right now. And it's a book titled A Crooked Cop, An Innocent Man, An Unlikely Journey of Forgiveness and Friendship. Now, let me give you a little bit of background here. Andrew Collins was a police officer with the Benton Harbor Police Department for nearly 5 years until he resigned due to an investigation for misconduct. He was sent to 37 months in federal prison for possession of drugs with the intent to distribute, of which he served 18 months. Collins happened to be the arresting officer for Jamel McGee, who was charged with possession of crack cocaine, and Collins later admitted to falsifying reports. Now, Collins is a licensed pastor today and works as a staff associate for Young Life Southwest Michigan. Let me give you Jamel's background here. Jamel McGee was in the process of opening his own business when he was arrested by Collins for drug possession. He was sentenced to 10 years and served 3 years in federal prison until his conviction was overturned when Collins admitted to falsifying evidence. Now, you know my heart towards dreams and Americans who have those dreams. I mean, to me, you talk about being on hallowed ground. That is as much as we can from one human being to another is when you're involved in somebody's dreams here, it is as if you're on hallowed ground, if you appreciate where I'm coming from here. Now, years following their release, both men worked together at Cafe Mosaic, a coffee shop and community development program at Benton Harbor, Michigan. Today, McGee is a part of AmeriCorps, working directly for ESS Emergency Shelter Services, where he assists the homeless find housing. McGee and Collins speak together regularly at schools, universities, prisons, churches, and civic organizations. Jamel McGee and Andrew Collins, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Good, Bill.
Hi.
Did I lay that background out? Is that pretty much a fair representation of your backgrounds?
Yeah, I would say the only thing that I would add is that the book title, you read the subtitle, the book title is Convicted.
Yes, okay, yes. Convicted, A Crooked Cop, An Innocent Man, and An Unlikely Journey of Forgiveness and Friendship. So forgive me so that we can work on our friendship together, okay, for giving the wrong title here. Thank you so much. Andrew, for you as a police officer, your dream to serve the community, and something went wrong along the way here for you.
Yeah, so as you'll read in the book, I got into police work for really honorable reasons. I grew up in a house of domestic violence, and one night a police officer showed up, and his presence brought peace into my home, and I wanted to give that to others. So I got into police work with that as my motivation, and I almost immediately started slipping. Mm-hmm. Integrity slips. It wasn't full-blown corruption. It was little decisions, things mm-hmm. that I had seen other officers do. And I'm very sensitive to the fact that I never want to share this and make excuses for what I did. Because even though I saw corruption around me, at the end of the day, I was a man and I chose to do the wrong thing. So please don't hear me. But the climate in which I lived and worked, there was some corruption that I learned from. And I chose the wrong path. And the beginning of that was what I would call creative articulation. That I might not have all the facts, I might not have everything I need, but I was going to write the report to guarantee a conviction because I felt the person was really guilty. And by the end of my career, as you'll read in the book, I was just full-blown corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Jamel, for you, you know, reading your story, things are going good. You're on a trajectory. You're starting your own business. And for me, I get real excited when I see people fulfilling their God-given destinies. But your destiny was interrupted.
Yeah, it was. But that it made it wasn't the greatest, but God had a different path for me. Mm-hmm. The one I wanted to travel.
Well, Jamel, you know, I think that you typify more than the perception of, you know, Black America, dare I say, that has been misserved through the American justice, system. You were wrongly accused. You were basically sentenced for a crime you didn't commit. Which later on we found out about, but you're another one of those voices that, there are some perceptions. Yes, some committed the crime and they're doing the time and claiming that they're undeserving because, it's just that, that perception that people have toward Black America or that police have toward Blacks, that they're always, they're always the Charlie Browns of the community, if you know what I mean. I grew up with that song, Charlie Brown, why is everybody, blaming everything on me kind of thing. And that's my reference here. But you were, here it is. You had standing. You were unjustly accused and convicted.
Yeah. Yes, it was rough. Yeah, was sentenced to 10 years federal prison.
And you end up serving 3 years. So 3 years lost with your family, your friends, your community.
Yes, they were gone. So it was kind of rough.
Like that.
And patching those things up was thing. So, God had a different plan for me.
Yeah, and you can only imagine, and here you are, you're living out this new plan, and we come back, we'll talk with McGee and Collins about their new book, Convicted. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's just something about the truth and freedom. How it pursues us, you know. And two gentlemen that we're talking with right now are co-authors of the book Convicted, A Crooked Cop. and an innocent man and an unlikely journey of forgiveness and friendship. Andrew, we were talking about, you know, before and leading it up that you were both serving prison. Jamel, for something he didn't do, but yet for you, something that you did do. You're paying the price. You paid the price. And now you come out of prison. Now, did both of you come out of prison about the same time?
No, it was kind of like a tag team effort. I went in January of 2009, and he was released a week later, February of 2009.
Oh, okay. So Jamel, what were you doing when you got out? What was your next move in coming out? When you got out, was your slate made clean at that point? They realized that you were falsely imprisoned? Or was this an additional process that you had to go through?
It was kind of made clean.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had to go through some steps to get it all the way off my record or whatever. And even in filling in jobs that this was on my record still.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a nice little rough transition. But I ultimately got through it at the end. And, we're doing better now.
Well, yeah, I bet. But what a journey you've had to go through. And this is part of the challenge that I have, Jamel, frankly, is that when people serve their time and they've paid their price, in your case, it should have been a no-brainer. I mean, you should have gone out as you were released, all things clean, all things, given, and taken care of to where this should have been a no-brainer. That there, if nothing else, you even had a letter with you, some documentation that said you have been cleared of false accusations and whatever remuneration, whatever things were settled, should have been done as you were, even before you got out the door, so that when you you were let out of prison, you were hitting the ground running. And that's my opinion, the way it should work. I'm sure you probably feel the same thing, because you had to go through additional time, even though you'd already been exonerated. How much more time? Let me ask you real quick before I ask Andrew another question here. How much time did it take you to finally get the slate fully clean?
I think it was probably about maybe a year.
Unbelievable.
After I came home.
I mean, as if you haven't wasted enough time in your life, let's add another year outside that you have to carry this unfair burden. I am so sorry that you had to go through this, but I know, as you said, God had a different plan, and you're all the stronger for what you went through. These are some of the stories, Jamel, that we hear in our country today. They just are not fair. They're not right. And I believe maybe this was one of the reasons why you were compelled to join up with Andrew and to tell your story, not only in telling your book, but, going across the country and telling your story, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, Andrew, let me ask you, as he's getting out, you're going in. So how is it that you two get together at this cafe?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I answer that, I'd like to go back to what Jamel was talking about with just having to wipe his slate clean. There's something that is called collateral consequences that is not a consequence that we can see for somebody coming out of prison,
mm-hmm.
but it's not being able to get a job. It's the fact that his family didn't support him because they still thought that he was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
They believed my story. They just thought he got out on some sort of clerical mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these things that we don't see that a person who's coming out of prison has to go through. Shame, walking into Walmart and being blown away that there's more than one choice for deodorant. There's so many things that a person coming out of prison goes through, and I forced Jamel into that. So just because his record was cleared, he still had all those consequences he had to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trouble with corruption. One of the troubles with corruption in our country is it creates an even farther slate against the person who has to fight back for this.
Exactly. Well, that's my specific problem, not to mention the psychological damage that takes place. You know, your family doesn't believe you, the people that you love and cared for. They're reticent to, to buy into your, into your innocence as well. So, I appreciate, that added perspective, into the conversation here, Andrew. So, let's fast forward. How do you get together and you meet up with Jamel?
Yeah. So, as you're reading Convicted, I was released in 2010. And then in 2011, we run into each other, in Broadway Park in Benton Harbor. Asked me what I was doing there, kind of being crazy. So I felt like God was calling me back to be reconciled with the community. And while I was in the south side of Benton Harbor at Broadway Park, Jamel, he approached me. And that day did not end the way that I wanted it to. That day I was hoping to get reconciliation, and I did not end up getting that. I got a very angry Jamel McGee, and by the end of the day, it felt as if we were at the same place we were before we met that day. And then fast forward to 2015, I'm working for a nonprofit, and Jamel ends up in the job placement program because of an injury to his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He had an easy job finding jobs, but he couldn't keep a job because he had a hand injury. So he found himself in our program. We didn't know that we were both there, and then we got placed together as a mentor mentee.
Mm.
And so. Two fascinating points of the book there. I mean, Jamel has an interesting side from both of those, both the day that we saw each other in the park and when we met each other back at the cafe.
Jamel, as you say, it was a divine appointment. God ordained that he brought you together. First of all, that first day in the park, and understandably, I don't think anybody could misunderstand your hard feelings toward a police officer that railroaded you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. So that day was it was rough for me.
I bet.
Because everything I was feeling back in prison was all on my shoulders again. So when I saw him in that park, I was just like, okay, time to do what I said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
On approaching him, I asked him, do he remember me? And I stuck out my hand from the shaker. As soon as he grabbed my hand, I squeezed down on him real tightly. And we had a conversation there. And God was telling me then, just to let it go, man. You and your own way. Let it go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. You had a time... you know, this is at the crossroads of freedom. Were you going to be living in unforgiveness and be bound up by something spiritually heavier than what you endured physically?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. Andrew, so here it is. You end up by happenstance. We got about a minute left here to summarize everything. We could be talking for a while yet, but we're limited on our time. So I'm going to let you sum this up. So God brings you two together, and here it is. The whole journey of forgiveness goes both ways, and as a result, you guys end up with a friendship.
Yeah, and you can read all about that in Convicted. You can find that at convictedbook.com or on Amazon. And I would just say that if you're holding on to some hurt, you'll appreciate Jamel's side of the story. And if you've hurt somebody and you need to walk through forgiveness, you'll appreciate my story. So only God can do something like this.
Amen. Well, Andrew Collins and Jamel, thank you so much, Jamel McGee, for being with us, telling your story. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Convicted, a crooked cop, an innocent man, and an unlikely journey of forgiveness and friendship in only the way that God can do it. Thank God. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, Red State Talk Radio, the cable radio digital network, any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country, even on shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Megan O'Sullivan is with us, a Jean Kirkpatrick professor of the Practice of International Affairs at Harvard University and Director of Geopolitics of Energy. And we're going to talk energy here right now in her latest book, Windfall, How the New Energy Abundance Upends Global Politics and Strengthens America's Power. Megan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks very much for having me on.
And congratulations on the book. We've been talking about America's newfound potential international power, not only of, you know, forever we've been saying that I can remember, even as a kid growing up, to, you know, that was the dream for America, to be energy independent. But we're on the verge of becoming energy dominant, are we not?
Well, I think you're exactly right in the sense that every president since President Nixon has highlighted to the American people how our dependence on foreign energy creates a real strategic vulnerability for the United States. So this has been a constant theme for those of us who, you know, grew up in the 70s, 80s, but, you know, 90s and 2000s, even as recently as 10 years ago, this was a continued theme. And we are in a different energy world today than we were just 10 years ago because of this new boom in oil and natural gas production. It doesn't give us energy independence in the sense of being an energy island. You know, we're not in a position, we're still an importer even though we're a big producer. But it has really changed a lot of global dynamics in a way that really strengthens our ability to kind of advance our interests and those of our allies around the world. So there is a big change. It's not necessarily exactly as most Americans anticipated, but it certainly is significant.
Well, since the new administration, where we've been able to consider energy a little bit differently, I don't want to say totally unrestrained, because I believe that there's still some, you know, responsible regulations that need to be in place. But certainly, you know, dreams are now okay to have when we're talking about the energy sector. And our developers and researchers don't feel so handcuffed as they did previously.
I think that's definitely true on the side of oil and natural gas. And the Trump administration is the first administration to come into office in a totally different energy environment, in one in which energy is an asset, not a vulnerability. And the Trump administration, I think, has rightly recognized that this is a huge shift and this is significant for the United States. And the challenge for the administration and for America as a whole is to figure out, like, how to use this energy in a way, or how to take advantage of this new landscape that is really most in our interest. So I think the focus thus far has been, as you said, on lifting constraints on production. And I think I agree with you that there are many places in which things were maybe too bureaucratic under the Obama administration, or maybe there were duplicative regulations. Well, there is a role for regulation. But so I think that is all moving in the right direction. And I would simply say two things, which we could talk more about if you want. One is that energy today, of course, needs to be more than about oil and natural gas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see other countries, and China in particular, recognizing that having a competitive edge in some of these newer technologies is going to be strategic. And I think that's something we need to think about. And secondly, you know, we need to think not only about increasing production, but also about, you know, how our foreign policy affects our energy fortunes as well.
Two important points that I want to unwrap. First of all, let's talk about renewables. I think that, in my humble opinion, I think to a degree because of the bureaucracy and, you know, you can throw in greed and personal interest there, renewables were misserved. And I think the production and the development, we should have been further down the road. But this is part of the problem. When you have government intervention and picking winners and losers, we, the people, end up getting misserved. And meanwhile, you know, and I caution people, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's still gold in them, our hills. We just need to get some of the, you know, self-serving interests out of it and look for the greater good. And I believe that we're going to find something in much the same way that we did back in the 60s when we said, look, we got problems with our environment. We need to clean up our air. And because I remember as a kid growing up on the West Coast, and every time we went into the city, into L.A. and that sort of thing for baseball games, we literally had to bring in an oxygen tank with us so that we could breathe during the game. Now the air not quite so bad in Southern California. So we're grateful for those regulations. I think they've gone a long way. But in these other areas of renewables, I think we need to maintain some level of responsibility and accountability to where we are really getting a return on investment. This is, I believe, why so many business-like people appreciate a businessman in the White House.
Yeah, I think I would agree with the large point that I think you're making very clearly, which is, you know, renewables are going to be a part of this energy future. Mm-hmm. And much of the world has recognized this, but I think much of America has recognized this, and that we don't do ourselves a service by looking at, you know, fossil fuels and renewables as being completely in tension with one another. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, in some ways, they're actually complementary. So at least right now, solar and wind, being intermittent fuels, meaning they're not available all the time,
exactly,
need a backup. And it could be coal, it could be nuclear, or it could be natural gas. And you know, for lots of reasons, natural gas has won out most recently because of market forces. So I think there really is a role for all of these energy sources going forward. And, you know, the question you're asking, which is the right one, is how can the government be, you know, be appropriately supportive? And,
yes,
And there, I think, you know, there's a really big role for research and development, you know, kind of at early stages, because energy is not, you know, like cell phones and other kinds of technologies, which people can, you know, they can kind of go into their garage or basement and come up with these groundbreaking innovations. Energy really demands investment on a much larger scale. And sometimes we do need government to help in the early stages of research.
Well, I don't have a problem as long as it's measured and there is return on investment already. As you know, Megan, we've spent billions of dollars, and some of it, I think, you know, for some of the wrong reasons. And this is where, you know, good old free enterprise and capitalism can come into play here, you know, in the development. But that's something that has to be played out in a conversation that will continue. Now, relevant to your other point that you made, and we've got about a minute and a half here to unpack this, so I'm sorry for the limited time, but that has to do with the global influence of energy strength.
Yeah. And the point that I make in the book, Windfall, which I think is one that Americans really should get come to appreciate, because it's a great thing, is that the energy changes here at home have been important for more than just jobs and the economy. They have shaped the environment in which our adversaries exist and which our allies exist, and they've done so in ways that are positive for the United States. So, you know, Russia is really suffering under this new energy landscape, and it's not only because of lower prices, it's also because of changes in markets. Now that the U.S. is an exporter, natural gas markets are, you know, it's much harder for Russia to politicize its sale of energy. So it's still a big exporter, but it can't use that as a political weapon in the same way that it could have, say, 10 or 15 years ago. So there are lots of subtle ways, but they're very significant, and they put America in a better position. And, you know, it is the challenge and the opportunity for all of us to take advantage of that.
And we haven't even talked about Israel's big natural gas find as well, how that comes into play. It is exciting times, no doubt, and what you bring out in your book, you know, very in-depth, and appreciate the perspective on this windfall, how the new energy abundance upends global politics and strengthens America's power. Megan O'Sullivan on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Or drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Charles Woods joins us right now. He's the father of Ty Woods, a Navy SEAL killed in Benghazi, Libya. He's an attorney, the father of four college-age kids. Two are studying to be nurses. One is in the medical school, and one wants to be an attorney like her dad. Charles Woods, an honor to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill. As you know, Monday's going to be the five-year anniversary.
Exactly.
Of what happened in Benghazi. And I appreciate your not allowing this to be swept under the rug.
Well, it is amazing that 5 years hence, Charles, we still know so little, even after what I thought was a pretty robust investigation by Trey Gowdy. But what was proven was their authority only went so far, and the nerve of Congress seems to be limited as to what they want to do regarding Benghazi, the truth of it all, and in the words of one Hillary Clinton, so that this would never, ever happen again.
Well, unfortunately, all the facts have not come out. And I was somewhat distressed by this judge's decision that just came out recently, or rather the FBI's decision, that this the emails of Hillary Clinton were not interesting enough to the public.
Yes.
You've heard about that.
Yes, exactly.
My feeling on the subject is that everyone listening to your program is interested in what Hillary and the FBI are hiding.
Yeah, and I'm very much interested still in Benghazi. I mean, in January of last year, the movie 13 Hours was pretty clear as to what happened, I thought, and as much as could be after the fact, a pretty fair depiction of what happened on 9/11 and 9/12 of 2012. And here we are, you know, 5 years down the road, as you say, looking at the anniversary 5 years later, and we had four Americans, your son, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and, of course, the ambassador, Christopher Stevens, all murdered that day and victims of Benghazi, which Hillary and Susan Rice, the president including, insisted that it had something to do with the video, which I don't think anybody's willing to buy that anymore.
Exactly. When I did meet her at Andrews Air Force Base, that was basically the only thing that she said was that she said that they were going to have the person arrested who was responsible for that video to cause the death of my son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was kind of strange the way that, you know, that was how she tried to console me. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, I mean, I could tell that, she was, you know, just by her body language and everything else, that, you know, that wasn't an accurate statement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, less people should forget, you're a note taker. I mean, you know, we have notes being taken by the FBI director, who is a consummate note taker, and you also keep a notebook, which I think is really brilliant. It's something that I learned a long time ago from, who was it, the Greek tycoon who had a notebook and was married to Jacqueline Kennedy, and then all of a sudden...
Onassis, right.
Onassis kept a notebook. And when I heard that you kept a notebook, I remember as, you know, as a kid hearing about that, I said, this is brilliant. And so I have tried to follow suit. But you keep a notebook, and you wrote down exactly, you said something, I gave Hillary a hug, shook her hand, and she said, we're going to have that filmmaker arrested who is responsible for the death of my son. And she made that statement to other family members as well. But you wrote it down. And even in a court of law, I mean, you're an attorney. We understand that note-taking like this does have some basis in a court of law, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's contemporaneous evidence is what it is. Actually, at the time, I didn't realize that there was any big deal about mm-hmm. what she was saying. I just wrote it down. I didn't think it was, you know, anything of any real importance. And it wasn't until later, you know, when everything blew up that this became relevant. Yeah, for years I've kept a little notebook in my pocket, and I always jokingly say I keep my brains in my pocket. It's necessary to write things down because with the passage of time, you know, your memory can, you know, fade a little bit. So the important things I just write down, and I thought it was important at the time that, you know, I'd met such a illustrious person and just wanted to memorialize it.
Exactly. And, of course, this all took place at the infamous casket ceremony when the bodies came home. And as you say, you thought a bit suspicious of her words. And, of course, later on, you know, after, I don't know, 12 plus hours of testimony before Congress, you know, she decided to close the case, and she says it's time to move on. And how do you move on when there's still so many questions remaining?
Well, you know, the thing is the public is still interested in what happens, and I think it's really important as far as our government is concerned, as far as the integrity of our government is concerned and our whole constitutional process for this information to come out. If there was not damaging information, Hillary and the FBI would release it. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that if there were not damaging information, Hillary Clinton would not inadvertently destroy 30,000 plus emails.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I don't know that it was inadvertent. I think that's giving her way too much the benefit of the doubt, as she, you know, joked about, you know, the screen being wiped with, you know, some sort of Windex or whatever. But what they did was something much more devious. And, you know, I believe anyway. I mean, anybody can believe what they want to believe. But this is the problem that we have. We often say on this show, Charles, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. and opinion is running rampant over all this Benghazi situation, and we only have the government to blame for that because, you know, there's been some suggestion that there was gun running going on, and that would seem a bit more plausible. You had the ambassador of Turkey an hour before with our ambassador, with Chris Stevens, and he just walked him out the exit door. There was rather quiet. There wasn't any suggestion whatsoever when the ambassador of Turkey left the gates of the compound there. And what they've subsequently discovered was that there were guns going, you know, out of Benghazi to Turkey to the Syrian rebels. Well, of course, you know, the Obama administration, you know, they've been seem to be connected with gun running, of which, if you'll recall, Eric Holder, our attorney general, stands in contempt of Congress even to this day, and it, you know, is subject to arrest. But I don't think that's going to happen. They don't seem to have the courage to do such a thing, but he flat out lied about it. And you know, so all these things just really, you know, I guess they're in right in the face of a president that says that not one scandal occurred during his administration.
Well, Bill, you know, the bottom line is this: if the information in those emails was favorable to Hillary Clinton, she would have voluntarily released them a long time ago.
Right.
Instead, like I say, inadvertently, she destroyed thousands of emails and the equipment on which they were stored.
Well, Charles, for Ty, your son, and the three others who died at Benghazi on this anniversary, what do you want people to remember about Ty and the fallen Americans on that day that we look back 5 years after the fact?
Well, you know, as you know, Ty is an American hero. And Navy SEALs, they do not want any recognition whatsoever about what they do. They're just doing their job. They're very humble, private people. But I think that what would really bring pleasure to Ty, to his memory, would be if his death would inspire other people to be American heroes just like he was. And I'm not saying in the military. Be a hero to your children. Be a hero to your wives. Be a hero in your work, in everything that you do. Give 100% and, you know, make people that are around you and your country proud of you.
Well, the opportunity for our country, Charles, is to get the truth out. If we do not deal and confront the truth, the chances of it occurring again are very likely. This is the problem with people that lie and the lies that seem to attract other lies. We live in deception. There's so much history in our country, whether it has to do, you know, going back to the Kennedy assassination and other things. It almost creates an underworld of conspiracy. And as Americans, we deserve better than that, don't we?
Well, just as far as our Constitution and our liberty is concerned, it's necessary that the people that vote have access to the truth so that they can vote and make their choices intelligently. And that's really one of the reasons why the truth needs to come out about Benghazi and every other important situation that affects the lives of every American, particularly those who vote and want to preserve our liberty.
Well said. Charles Wood, father of Navy SEAL slain in Benghazi, Tyrone Woods, and an attorney and father of four. Charles, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill. Lord bless you as well.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.